Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden, and the cosmic lines are officially open. This week, get ready for an electrifying lineup of tales that will send shivers down your spine. We'll be delving deep into the mysteries of a haunted house down under, a spine-tingling visit to Skinwalker Ranch, an eerie encounter in haunted caves, the secrets lurking within a paranormal cabin, and the unexpected visitor that made a camping trip unforgettable. But before we dive into the cosmic unknown, let's give a cosmic shout-out to our incredible sponsors for this episode. Jalissa, Jonathan, and David, your support is keeping the Cosmic Channels alive. And if you too want to join this stellar lineup of sponsors or contribute to Cosmic Channels, keeping the lights on, head over to paypal.me/cosmicchannels and make your mark. This show thrives on the energy and enthusiasm of its fantastic fans. If you've got a story that demands to be heard or a conspiracy that's itching to be unraveled, seize your opportunity. Dial 1-833-703-0424 and share your experience live on Cosmic Channels every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, without further ado, let's welcome our first caller and embark on another thrilling journey into the cosmic unknown. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, Brayden, it's Josh. Why you gotta roast me in the chat like that? I got dyslexia and didn't figure out the number. But I'm calling from Arizona, home of the Wendigo.
Yeah, among many other things.
Yeah, oh yeah. I got a crazy one for you. I was always like, oh yeah, UFOs are real and all this kind of stuff. But for me, the skinwalkers, being abducted, I was like, not really buying it, right? That was until about 2 years ago. We go mountain biking out here in the good old desert. And we decided to do some mountain biking camping. And the first night we get there, just hear this loud explosion in the middle of the night. It's super loud, super crazy metallic. No one wakes up though, because we're all in separate tents. Me, my dad, and then my two uncles. And next morning, no one says anything. I'm like, well, you guys hear that explosion? And they kind of all look at me like, yeah, we did. We thought we were dreaming because it was very loud and there had been no other planes passing by, nothing. So we thought that was odd and whatever, right? But then we were there for, we were going to camp there again that night. And so that night, we have all our mountain bikes just out chilling in the campsite. So we had been kind of nervous that someone was going to come in at night and steal them, right? Because yep. I don't know if you've seen the prices of these things, but they're outrageous.
Oh, yeah. You can buy a car for the price of a mountain bike nowadays.
Yeah, no joke. Like, that's not even exaggerating. And so we've been kind of on edge, but not really anything crazy, right? So one of the rules apparently about skinwalkers is you're not supposed to talk about them because then they show up, right? That night, we all thought we'd get into some scary stories. We talked nothing but skinwalkers around the campfire.
Yeah, it's good move. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just as you do, your boys, you know, mountain biking in the desert with some beers, skinwalkers are going to come up, right? And we talk about them, whatever, go to sleep. And then, so this, the times get weird here. So at 10:30, I kind of wake up. It was early night. It's dark. It was dark early. Don't blame us. But, you know, 10:30 at night, I kind of just wake up in my tent, and I don't know if you know what a rooftop tent is, like on the trucks, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, so I'm on mine, but my dad and my two uncles are in separate tents, but in the campsite, and so I can see their two tents, right? Because I just kept the window open, like I still had the netting, but like the actual blocker I had open. So I can see their tents, and I'm just kind of looking at their tents. And off in the distance, there's like this little rotating spotlight. And where we're at, there's not really any towns that side of the mountains. It's just very, very remote. So you kind of see that light going back and forth, like in a circle, you know, like those old style cop cars. It's just going in a circle.
Yeah, like the, I know you. Referencing,
yeah,
like the old one they'd pull out and like stick on top,
yeah, exactly. But it's really far away, like over 20 miles. Well, maybe not, maybe a little bit less than 20 miles, but nothing close, right? Like extremely far away. And so I'm just laying, I'm looking at their tent. I'm not really a great sleeper when it comes to camping. I don't think anybody is. I think everybody lies, but that's another conspiracy theory. But I'm just looking at the light for a little bit. And all of a sudden, the light just comes and turns around. I see it sweeping like a flashlight. And it just points right into my tent. And the whole tent is lit up. I'm lit up. I'm wondering what the hell is going on. And then by the time I could realize that there's a giant light just lighting me up and the campsite, it's gone. It's off. And I'm like, well, okay, that's odd. Maybe the light was farther away or closer, I mean, than I had thought. And so, then somebody's flashlight, because it was a campground. So like,
just to break it down for me really quick. So you're seeing this like rotating light, like almost like an old school siren, or like almost like a lighthouse kind of looking thing that seems in the distance. And then as you're kind of looking at it, all of a sudden it like fixates its gaze upon you and lights up your entire tent.
Yeah. Like it knew I was looking at it.
But it's like the Eye of Sauron looking at you here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know the Lord of the Rings too much. Are you supposed to put the ring on? Are you supposed to take it off? I don't know, but it was looking right at me. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's weird, but like, I'm not going to wake anybody up. You know what I mean? So try to go back to sleep, but really can't. And then at 11:30, and I know it's 11:30 because I turn on my phone screen. I see it says, you know, 11:29. I start hearing what sounds like footsteps on like gravel, but really, really slow. Like it takes a step and then it stops and then it takes a step and then it stops. Like somebody was trying to sneak in. Oh, right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, please not one of these. Right. And, so I'm just laying there and I just keep hearing it get closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, you try to psych yourself out with like, no, it's like the wind, it's like a branch hitting the tent or something, or, you know, you try to tell yourself all these things.
You're like, not my tent. Don't pick my tent. Pick one of the others.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so my brain starts going like, oh shit, you know, they saw the mountain bikes earlier in the day and they're coming back to steal them. And so I'm kind of freaking out, but they're still kind of far away enough to where, you know, it's not that big of a deal. So then it gets a lot closer. And at this point, I feel like it's right on the other side of the tent to where I have. So, like, imagine there's four windows on this tent, and two on the bottom and the right are open, but the two on the top and the left, so like where my head is at, is closed.
Yeah.
So I can't see anything. Out there, yeah. So it feels like someone's standing right there. Like I could feel their presence standing right there. And I, you know, the whole time I'm like, okay, somebody's head is going to pop up right next to this open window. I'm going to freak out. This is Arizona. You kind of know where I'm going there.
Yeah.
But anyway, and so I'm expecting to see somebody pop up. And by the time I'm expecting this person's head to pop up, I hear my dad go, like, we can drop an F-bomb on this, right? Like,
oh, yeah, go for it, dude. Drive. Okay.
So I hear my dad, yeah, who the fuck is out there? And I'm like, oh, shit, like, that is actually somebody trying to sneak into the camp. And so my dad yells at my uncle, who's in another tent. He's like, hey, you got your gun? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, we're going to get out. Let's go see who's here. And when they're saying that, I hear these footsteps just start to book it back. Like, you can hear them running down a trail, basically. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, well, it was somebody trying to steal the bikes that's messed up, but whatever. So we all get out of our tents. We're in the campsite. And my dad starts going, yeah, that person was standing right in front of me or right in front of my tent. Like, I could see the shadow through the tent, and I thought it was our uncle. And I kept expecting him to say, like, you know, it's me. I went to the bathroom or something. But my dad saw a shadow in the tent of what looked like somebody standing there. However, if you remember, I can see their tent the whole time. There was nobody standing there.
Oh, that's not creepy. At all. And not to mention then, that you're feeling this presence right outside your own tent.
Exactly. So it felt like it was a part of all of, like, outside of all of our tents all at the same time. But I could see their two tents, and it was not in front of theirs. And so up to this point, it's like, oh, it's probably someone came to steal the bikes, whatever. And then this is where it gets weird. So I remember looking at the phone, says 11:30. I remember getting out on the campsite, and I had a watch on, but it was a mechanical watch where you have to wind up, and sometimes it doesn't be super accurate, but it also said like 11:40. So it's around 11:30, 11:40. And we go take a look. I think a couple of us take like a pee right there, but we don't walk anywhere outside of the campsite. We stay inside the campsite. We're there and look around, try to see if anybody stole anything. Nope. Everything is all good. We're like, all right, well, we'll just go back to sleep. We go up into our tent. I check my phone. It says 2:30 in the morning. And I go, I don't really cuss in front of my parents. So I go, when the fuck did it become 2:30 in the morning? And my dad's like, what do you mean? I'm like, look at your phone. It says 2:30 in the morning. And sure enough, it says 2:30. And we both saw 11:30 before this happened because we wanted to see what time it was when somebody was walking into the campsite. So we had, honestly, maybe with a little bit of adrenaline, maybe we stayed out a whole 30 minutes in the campsite. Nowhere near, what is that, 3 hours?
Weird.
So, like, all of a sudden, just 3 hours, totally gone. Nothing explained. And it did not, like, there was no possible way. It was 3 hours out there. And I kid you not, it's like it's making fun of us, because the next morning at 6 a.m, there was a shit ton of coyotes just howling. So, and there was none any time. It's Arizona, there's coyotes everywhere. But yeah. Like, I mean, right next to our campsite, after we just had an experience where 3 hours go by missing, and both my uncle and my dad were law enforcement. So, like, losing time like that is not like a thing for them, you know?
Well, and it's also a weird thing, because it's like, that's way more of an alien thing, and like an alien encounter of the frozen time or missing time, than I've ever heard with the Skinwalker, but like you're kind of in the area of like, I wonder if you're just attributing it to a Skinwalker because you were talking about it previously, but really you may have had a closer encounter with the third, with the, you know, with extraterrestrials.
I just say Skinwalker because like I said, like you said, like, you know, we were just talking about it, and so we're like, oh, the Skinwalkers finally got us. But yeah, I mean, just the missing time, I've never experienced anything like that. I still don't know if I believe a lot of the abduction people, but like, to be honest, like, I don't know what this was, but all I can confidently say is there's no way we stood out there for 3 hours in the middle of the night, no campfire, no nothing. Like, we just, I don't know, apparently stood around for 3 hours. Well,
and
like,
I mean, it's also terrifying the fact that, you know, your dad says he saw the shadow outside of his tent. You're looking at his tent going, there's nothing outside your tent. But meanwhile, you can feel this thing right outside your tent. So it's like, how is this thing in multiple places at once? Right? Like, it's so weird. Like, it makes me think that kind of at this, like, yeah, this time you guys may have been, you know, maybe got a little abducted going. Maybe you need some hypnotic regression, my friend.
Listen, okay, we kept making fun, like, maybe we should go do it, like, let's go see. And then I was like, I don't want to know what these little gray bastards are doing all this. You know, like, I don't.
Yeah, how much do you want to know?
The girth, basically.
You're feeling fine the next day. That's all that matters.
Yeah, like, my pants are still on. Nothing was sore down there. So, you know, they did
chalk,
a good job.
Chalk it up. Chalk it up for a win. Chalk one up for the good guys.
Maybe they were female grade. Maybe we lucked out.
How often do you guys talk about that story now, going out, like when you guys go out on trips and stuff? Do you kind of always recount it?
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, like, the story's never changed between any of us. And honestly, it did mess us up for a little bit. Like, we used to go camping at least like 4 times a year. And then after that, we didn't go camping for like another year. And then when we finally did, like, the whole, like, that first night, I could not sleep.
Oh, dude, there is nothing worse than getting spooked in the woods when you're camping, because it makes you feel you're like, I'm vulnerable. I'm not protected. I'm not safe. And it takes a while to get back at ease when you really get the fear set in you.
Yeah, and, you know, before this, we had gone camping in... There's another place called Prescott where it's more like, it looks like a mini Seattle. And we were out in the middle of nowhere, and this one was humans, but like, it still just jacks you up. Like, it took us 2 hours to off road to this campsite. This side by side comes up at 3 a.m. and thankfully, you know, live in Arizona, so I come out already ready to go, and they take off real fast. But like, even after that, like, I think I sold the rooftop tent.
Hey, listen, I would much rather a quad come up than, you know, mysterious shadow figures standing outside my tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spooking
like,
everyone.
I'd rather some quad, like you said, quad come up than 3 hours of my life. Like, I'm a human. I know life. We only have so many hours on this world. And 3 hours is gone to something that's just like, we don't know.
Who knows?
This is
Hey, man, thank you for calling in and sharing that story. That was awesome.
Yeah, I've been meaning to call you guys. Every time I call, like, I see you guys live, and, like, should I tell them? Like, no, they're going to think I'm crazy. And then
it's great, dude. That's a phenomenal story. Yeah. Terrifying. I would love if you can talk your uncle or your dad to call in one time just to share their account of that same story. I'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is interesting because my dad apparently heard that explosion sound a lot more than I did because he was already awake. So he's got some other stuff that he thinks, and I don't know. Apparently he saw some History Channel show where, like, this guy was out there in the area where we're at, which is Scottsdale / Superstition Mountains area. They heard the same noise. They recorded it, and my dad's watching just History Channel because he's a big, you know, alien History Channel nerd.
Yeah.
And he hears it, and he's like, that's the sound. He recorded it, but it kind of sounds terrible on the phone because it was like an iPhone 7. Yeah. And so
World War II, you know, by day, aliens by night.
Exactly. That's the American dream, I think.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
And you take care of yourself. Stay safe in the woods.
Yeah, don't go camping with me.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Take care of yourself.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dude, I honestly, there's nothing worse than camping stories that where you get actually terrified. I see a bunch of calls on hold. I'll try to get to y'all. If you get disconnected, reconnect. But let's bring this person on. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan Mansbridge, from Australia, South Coast, New South Wales.
Hey, I'm glad you figured out the lines. I couldn't respond to you right away. But just out of curiosity, because I've never had anyone say they've had issues calling in from Australia. What was the ticket? What got you through?
So, double one double zero, or was it 0011? Fuck me, I can't remember.
All right, well, hey, listen, try them both if you're listening.
A combination of those.
Yeah, combination to 011, 0001, or 10. Yeah, I'll sort it out. What do you got for us today?
It took me 30 seconds, mate. I got a bit of a three ghost stories, two very quick ones, more of a statement, and then I've got another one that goes on for a little bit.
Perfect. Let's hear.
So, never had any experiences before. Was at my old house, and our dining room was at kind of like the front of the house with the front window. I was setting the table for dinner, a couple of kids, the wife, and I saw somebody walk past the window, and the window is floor to ceiling. Excuse me. Sorry, mate. We had wooden blinds that were open, and this person walked up to our front door. She was a big lady dressed in red with stockings, clearly saw it. And I thought, oh, someone's coming to the door. So I went to the door, nobody there, no one there at all. Huh. Never saw anything else. I walked outside, I walked around. I thought it might have been one of the neighbors. No, nothing.
And
so that's the first time.
And just curiosity, because just to paint me a better picture, when they're walking past, any chance that if this person just kept cruising past your window, like they could get somewhere else before you open the door?
No, from where I saw them walking to where our front door is, there's a brick wall to stop them. There's nowhere else they could have walked. And by the time I was when I thought I saw somebody walking towards the front door, I started walking towards the front door from the inside the house. So there was no time for anybody to hide and I walked out the front door to see if I could see anything, and there was nothing there.
That's weird. That's creepy.
Yeah. Second one wasn't long after that. My grandfather had recently died, and we lived at the time 4 hours away from home. So we were staying at my parents-in-law. And I was bathing my two, hang on, how many kids did I have then? Two little girls. And I felt this presence. I never saw anything, but it was like somebody was standing at the door. I never saw anybody, but it stopped me. I got shivers. The hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I turned around expecting to see somebody, and there wasn't somebody there, but there was definitely a presence of somebody there, you know?
Yeah, dude, I've definitely experienced that. I've been like in an old building in the town I live at, and I've been in there after hours. Just for secret reasons, I have a key, and I had to go in and, you know, get some stuff, retrieve some stuff I forgot. And I walked in, and everything was dark, and I walked, and I literally, as I walked, I was like, oh, there's someone here looking at me. And I turned to like see into the office area, and there's just no one. But I just had this eerie, super eerie feeling that I'm like, oh, I do not like this. And I was like, just grabbed my shit, ran out. I was like, I'm out of here. This is too much.
Yeah. Look, if it wasn't for my grandfather dying a few days earlier and we'd actually gone up for the funeral, it probably would have scared me, but it kind of felt like maybe he was just checking in and saying g'day or goodbye or something, you know, making sure we were okay.
Yeah,
that's how I kind of.
Well, that's better.
That's how I logicked it out, for the want of a better word. Yeah, but a couple of years after that, mate, I separated with my wife, and I ended up moving into a unit, a four bedroom unit, above a preschool, so like a kindergarten, you know, like, I don't know what, do you guys have preschools?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, it's where the kids go there when they're at that age where they've got way too much energy for us parents and they've just become a pain in the ass, so we dump them at preschool every day.
Yeah. Yeah, we got those same things.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, I lived above a preschool, and I lived there kind of by myself, and my kids came in and out whenever they wanted. But from the first night, I could hear noises. The very first night I slept there, I could hear noises, and I just put it down to a new house. You know, every house has sounds. But it kept going on, and the more I listened, the more it sounded like footsteps. And I'd go out, and I couldn't see anything. And I thought, maybe the preschool has cleaners at night that come in. So must have been about 3 months of me continually hearing stuff during the night. I went downstairs and asked the preschool, do they have cleaners come in? They said no. And I was telling them about it. And they said, you know what's weird? They said, sometimes we'll come in here and one of the taps are running. And we don't know why. So it went from what I could hear footsteps, and then gradually, I lived there for 3 years. Over the 3 years, there was weirder and more bizarre things that happened. I had a little toy car on the floor, which started moving by itself for no reason. No wind, doors are closed, middle of winter. It moved, and it moved a couple of times, and I managed to get a little video of it as well.
Really?
I had two flights of stairs to get up to my place, and I had a golf ball sitting on one of the stairs because, I don't know, kids. And as I'm going up the stairs, I watched this golf ball come down three stairs, and there was no reason it should have moved. You know how stairs, like carpeted stairs, they sometimes have that little sloping backwards. Well, it went up that little slope and then down three stairs and then stopped. When my new partner moved in with me, we were laying in bed one night. We had all the kids in the house and all that. And we had four knocks on our door, and the door opened, and both of us were expecting to see one of our kids there, and there was nobody. And the door was closed, latched, but not locked, like, you know, clicked closed. So the handle would have had to have twisted for it to come open.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So just.
But you know what's funny? I always thought if I came across anything like this, I'd be like Andrew on your show, you know?
Yeah.
That's it, I'm done, I'm freaking out. But I was quite calm. Like, I never felt any nastiness or meanness, you know?
Well,
every now and then
and
I'd be sitting there watching.
And there's a little bit of when this stuff happens, because, like, I've told stories about the house I grew up in where we would hear, there's a bit of, like, confusion, more of anything. But, like, you don't even realize that it might be something. You're just like, did I hear that? That was weird. And it might take a couple times of you being like, okay, this is happening. This isn't just a one-off thing.
It's happening, yeah.
Right? So
that's exactly right.
So it's never like you're just like, oh, you might get freaked out like the fourth time. You might get some chills and stuff. But it takes a while to piece it together when that stuff's actually happening.
That's right. I was sitting there and watching telly one night, and I saw my stepson walk out of his bedroom and round into the kitchen. The only problem was he wasn't there that night. I was the only one in the house.
Ugh, that kind
of freaked me a bit.
Yeah. I had one that was me and my brother was at the sink, and I was probably 20 feet away on the couch, and it sounded like he was taking a couple running steps at me, and I turned around being like, what are you doing, why are you trying to run up on me? And he did the same thing, and then we realized that we were both standing there. I was like, you didn't run? He's like, no, you didn't run. I was like, we were like, oh no, this is like something. You could feel it, like just boom boom boom, like it was freaky. It's that shit, it like really freaks me out.
Yeah. We've actually just moved out of that place right now. We're moving out. We've got one day of cleaning to go, and we're done with it, and we're quite happy to be done with it, to be honest.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you know what? Make sure before you go, you know, burn a sage or something so you don't get anything tailing you to the next place.
Oh, I almost feel like thanking them for the company and the entertainment.
Yeah.
And then burning the sage so they can't come and follow me.
Little salt line at the door. And see you later.
At the door. Oh, that's right. I might buy a couple of kilos. Mate, I'll, so that they're my stories, dude. I've had them for a little while, and I've never seemed to be able to catch Cosmic Channels live. So
dude,
it popped up on Facebook today, and I thought, screw it, I'm going to give it a go.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I relate to those stories because they've happened to me too. So yeah. I love hearing them, because also you're just like, okay, this isn't like whatever this phenomenon is and happens. Like it happens to a lot more people than you think. Cause you know, you might be in your close circle, tell a couple people and they're like, okay, all right. Right. Like kind of give you some eyebrows. And then you get in the right circles. You're like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no worries. First time I've ever spoken to you guys live. I've listened to you since about episode 4,
yeah, I recognize the name Man's Dan Bridge. I've seen it around.
Yeah.
I know you've been around.
Yeah, been around a few years. Loved every minute. You guys have got me through some big life changes, I tell you that. If it wasn't for you guys, having to listen to you and having a break, it would have been a lot harder. So thank you so much, guys. I love all your shows.
I'm glad we helped in any sort of way.
Yeah, no worries. Good to chat to you, Braden. It's it's good. It's been a long time coming.
All right, man.
Well, for me anyway.
Take care of yourself.
You too, dude.
All right, catch you later. Bye. Woo! I love getting ghost calls. And listen, everyone in the chat fucking dogging me for having bags under my eyes. I've got a little kid. You know what? I forgot. That's why I was going to wear these. Cover those bad boys up. So now I can't take any more shit. But just like that, the lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. If you got a story, you got a paranormal story, you've seen a UFO, you have a cryptid experience, I want to hear it. And I just want to say, tonight, you know, this show only runs with you guys calling in and your guys' support. Everything we raise tonight, whether it be PayPal or Super Chat, I'm re-rolling in everything we make tonight into running ads for Cosmic Channels, because I want to grow the show. I'm committed to just pouring everything we raise back in. So anything donated tonight will go be rolled right back into Cosmic Channels in advertisements and, boosting posts. We have some donations coming in. We had one from Hillbilly. Hillbilly, thank you so much. Regular donations. And one from David Parma. Thank you so much, David. And we got another call in line just like that. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Can you please just turn off the live stream, because it just gives a little bit of an echo.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries. It's all good.
Better now?
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. Hey, Braden, this is Seth from Kentucky. I got cut off last time. I'm still alive.
Yes, okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for the update. I wasn't sure. I actually thought when the call got dropped, I was like, was that on my end? There was an actual little bit where my heart stopped, because I was like, oh, did I just lose power or something? What did I do? Did I click something? So thank you for calling back in.
A little winter storm going in or moving in on us here. So I think that might have been on my end. I apologize.
Oh, it's all good. It adds for excitement, because everyone thought you died.
Right, of course, right in the middle of telling a story about possibly being Bigfoot in the cave.
Yeah. Where we left off is that you sometimes, when you're caving and you hear people coming in, you will try to freak them out.
Well, no, not necessarily. Hang on. Let me justify my story. Okay. I'm not out to like scare anyone. So I try to avoid people as much as I can, but you know, you can only be so quiet in a cave that echoes. So my thought was maybe we crossed each other at some point, or you know, people have heard me when I'm like trying to be really quiet. The reason I'm like that is because I see a lot of really, really creepy stuff in caves and in just the national forest in general.
Oh yeah, of course.
Common things are, like, I don't know why, 4 miles out from any trail hiking, I will find like baby dolls, strollers, just random stuff. It's really weird. Like, so much to the point where I've gotten used to it at this point.
Yeah.
But one time in a cave, I seen lights coming in. I'm like, oh, cool, fellow hikers. And I noticed that one was dragging an axe. So I was like, oh, not fellow hikers, bad news.
Yeah, that's scary.
So end up being three kids that were terrified, like younger people that were terrified to come into the cave. And the only thing they had to protect themselves was an axe. So they thought it would be a good idea to bring that in there and scare the absolute shit out of anyone they ran into. Not intentionally, of course, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to be murdered today. So ever since then, I just try to avoid people. So Jericho, if you did hear me in there, I was trying my best to hide from you. I was more terrified of you than you was of me.
It's interesting too, because, you know, I was thinking about that the last time you called, and I was thinking to myself, there is also, because I'm an avid outdoorsman, there is also like a period where if you wait too long to present yourself, it just becomes creepy. That you wait, you know, so you're like, oh no,
yeah.
do I just stay? Because I've been sitting in a blind before and seen other hunters and been like, are they going to pass? And then you don't say anything and they kind of linger. And then you're like, well, fuck, nah, am I just going to walk out? I'm like 15 feet away.
Now it's awkward. Like, hey, I've been watching you.
Yeah, I've been just sitting here for 5 minutes watching you in silence. So then you're like, so I feel that. As for like creepiness in the woods and like finding baby stuff and stuff like that in the woods, I got a funny story where you know, this is my I'm gonna tell you a story now. I'm gonna flip the script.
We can share stories.
So when I was in like grade 11, I was a terrible student, C student. I was in art class. Me and a friend, you had to make like these huge wall arts, and so we on a literally 4x8 piece of plywood, we made this design and we called it Terror Bird, and it was this giant bird that was like, we had it like glued, so it was like almost like 3D, like hanging off the plywood. And it was all—
Did you say Terror Bird?
Terror. That's what we called it. Terror Bird. We just made shit up.
That's a real thing.
That's what we thought was— we thought it was funny because we were like, oh, we would make up random things in art class and then make a backstory, right, and be like, art. And so we made this thing, spray painted it. We glued like natural disasters from news articles all over the wings. This thing looked creepy. And
meanwhile, your teacher's writing a report about how you need to talk to someone.
Yeah. So fast forward like 3 years, I'm out of high school and I'm working with this guy, and we're working at the site, and he goes, hey man, you want to see something creepy? And I go, sure. Yeah, let's go. So we drive up the hill. And then he's like, all right, we gotta hike over this like corner here. So we kind of like, you know, 10-minute hike off this like Forest Service road, hike into the bush a little bit, up a hill. And he goes, yeah, it's just up here. Look at this thing. And screwed to a tree in the middle of the woods is my grade 11 art project that I did not put there.
Holy shit.
Right? And I would get there and I was like, dude, I made that. That's my art. I was like, I made that in high school. I was like, I don't know why the fuck it's here in the woods. And so I always get a good laugh when people are like, I found some creepy shit in the woods. I was like, one time the creepy shit was mine. I don't even know how it got there.
That is pretty terrifying.
Hey,
I do have a possible story if you'd like to hear it.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
No, go ahead, finish yours. Sorry.
No. My story's done, man. This is your time.
Cool. So, once again, I'll go to something I can relate to, which is the caving and outdoors aspect. This was very recent, as in just a couple weeks ago. I've got a couple stories, one of which I think may alert the so-called dream police, and I do not want to do that. So I'm going to tell a couple different stories when I call in to build up some trust here. You can Google this. There is a cave system located in the Danny Boone National Forest called Sloan's Valley Cave, S-L-O-A-N. And this cave has had some unfortunate accidents. Quite a few people have passed away in this cave from, you know, accidents or, you know, just mishaps, things like that. So we recently found this cave, me and a buddy of mine, and we go in, we're geared up. We got GoPros head mounted and everything. And we get pretty far back into this cave. Now, a quick Google will tell people, but for the people that are just listening, this cave system is 25 miles in length, and we know of 16 documented entrances, but there's entrances all over the forest, the National Forest area. And the National Forest in general, just all the forests, they're very creepy. Like, very, very creepy things happen out there, and you just feel like you're being watched sometimes. So, you know, we take precautions. So we got really far back in this cave, and we kind of get to a point where we're like, okay, we hear water, but we're also hearing other sounds.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, whatever. So we continue to push forward. We kind of get to a spot where the water's moving a little bit. It looks a little deep. We're like, okay, we need to stop. At the exact same time, me and my buddy look at each other. We're like, did you hear that? And we're like, we got cameras rolling. And it sounds like someone is yelling deeper into the cave. So this adds like a big, crazy, scary factor, because right before we went in, we came across an article that I think it was a 21-year-old guy had just passed away in the cave like 2 years ago. And we have no idea where. We don't know which entrance he went into. And so, you know, already kind of like, oh, we need to be cautious. And then we just hear yelling. And so we just kind of look at each other like, what is that? And are you hearing that too? Okay, is that the water? Is there airflow? What's going on? And so I just decide to go, hello? And then we hear it again. And I'm like, do you want us to leave? And we both just hear noises. And it's not really like we can't make it out, but it almost sounds like someone in the distance, like just screaming at us. And me and him are like, it's time to go. This place is haunted. We are out of here. And we packed up and we got out of that place.
Yeah, that is terrifying. I mean, there is no worse place to hear shrieks than in a cave. I'm sorry. There's very few other worse places to hear screams. Like and you know, it's a tough one because, you know, it's caves are scary, man. That's actually scary.
It's not like it was right in our ears.
Yeah.
But, you know, like sometimes when you hear someone like in the distance, your mind is like, is that what I just heard? What was that noise? And now you're listening for it.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, oh, okay, that was just the water bounced off a rock. But then it happened again and again and again. And it was almost like just someone like, ah, like that. And I was like, oh, after the first and second time, I'm like, yeah, we're leaving now. This place is, we're done. We are done. We're just out of here.
I honestly, that's so creepy. Cause I'm like, part of me is like, you know, could it have been someone hurt? But it's not like they were yelling intelligibly for help. They're just, it's like wild screams. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not one to get lured to my death. I don't care. You're like, you're never going to catch me in some like fake, like I need help. Now you're murder trap ever. Cause I'm already out of there.
Yeah, definitely. We are going, and hopefully I can report back soon. We're going to continue going into this cave and finding more episodes. He puts videos on YouTube with his channel that I'm in. I'm not here to promote his channel. I'm personally recording it, so I can maybe send some footage of that is my footage in if we do find some creepy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Send it in. What's the channel called? If people are interested and want to go look at your guys' footage.
Sure. Yeah. It's Project Dis_Compliance. It's his personal channel. He does like video game stuff. It's kind of an assortment of things. It's not big or anything. We just kind of document. I became friends with him through a prior job. Good dude. He's in the woods more than I am. But we actually have that on a short. And there's another place that we're going to go to. He's been there. And I'll give you guys an update, hopefully, when I go there. There's a train tunnel very close to this that has an entrance close to this cave system, and he went through this train tunnel once before. The thing is haunted. It's just haunted. Two trains, and like I can't remember the year, the history behind it, but two trains got crossed somehow and collided within this tunnel. The furnaces went off and something like 60 to 80 people just completely were evaporated. He went there and he was recording, and while he was there he couldn't hear anything, but when he pulled the footage he could hear voices.
Oh, that's creepy.
So we're going to go there. I'm going to go there. Maybe I'll come back with a story.
Yes, it seems like a good idea. So, yeah, that's the place you want to go. Yeah. You can only die once, I always say.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just, I'll give you guys an update. Hopefully, maybe I can pick up something and come back with a pretty cool story. And
send us
maybe
that footage.
I'll hear nothing at all.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love this shit. So make sure to call back in.
Let me call in. Hey. I don't want to take any more time.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. I just, like, you got footage of shit. Send it in to me. I love that. I love watching that stuff. Just like that, the lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Some people in the chat were asking, what happens at the end of the year? Do you get your stuff back at the end of the year? I didn't throw it out. I never picked it up from the school. And this is like grade 11. So I went back to school at that same high school for another year and then graduated. And then a year after that, probably the summer after, like a full calendar year after I graduated, is when I found the terror bird up in the woods. And it was funny. It was funny that it creeped someone else out. It is a little weird that I don't know how it ended up there. It was nowhere near my school. So interesting, but yeah, caving. I mean, I'm not sure what compels people to search in caves. I remember when I was younger, you kind of peek in them and you'd be a couple and terrifying. I couldn't imagine being like adventuring in them. It just feels like you're bringing it upon yourself. The lines are open. You're free to call 1-833-703-0424. If you're too scared to call, are you just nervous? You're one of those people that gets nervous calling? Not like this beauty. Let's just bring them right on. I'm not even going to get to a fan submission tonight. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Andrew from Tennessee.
What's going on, Andrew?
Nothing much. I just have a place y'all might want to look into. It's an experience.
All right.
That's called the Frederick Stump House. It's this log, huh?
What is it? What is it called?
The Frederick Stump House.
Frederick Stump House.
Yeah, so it's the first log cabin in Nashville. I actually lived there in the early 90s, like moved out in like 2001. But like a lot of death happened in there. And there's a bunch of ghost sightings and all that. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. This is actually my first time doing any kind of culture.
It's all good. You're fascinating me here. A lot of deaths. Okay, cabin. Yeah. I'm in. I'm hook, line, and sinker, baby.
Yeah. So this man came here. He did not do nice things to the Native Americans while I was here, and that's kind of reverberated.
Yeah.
Growing up, we like heard footsteps, all that kind of stuff. Light. There was one time I didn't get to see this, but my dad was sitting at the kitchen table and he had a ketchup bottle go up, do a 180 in the air, land straight down. Him and my sister just come out of the room screaming. And then there was another time where we were all in the room and then this light just pops by. Like, there's these stairs that go up to, like, if you can call it a hallway,
yeah,
to like three bedrooms up there, it's just like as if somebody's walking there, and it's like just like the movies. After that, my dad goes up, comes down. He's like, I think I just scared the ghost because he said he saw somebody scream and run away from that. That's about it on that.
That's wild. So the first experience your family had there, ketchup bottle does a flip, lands back down. Like, does it thump or does it like gently? Like, what are they? How did they describe that?
I didn't hear a thump. They just came out running, telling me it flipped around.
That's pretty.
But we always heard like footsteps. We'd smell a lot of like honeysuckles, even in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And it's just random stuff like that. I don't know what any of the smells or anything had to do.
Well, that's interesting. Like, the smells are an interesting one because I don't hear that too often. It's a weird one. I almost wonder if that's something that was done, or whoever, you know, lived there before, lived in the area before, that was something special to them.
Yeah, I could imagine so. It's like abundant down here. They might have just been like, you know, they found it and were like, oh, this is cool. But I only know about Frederick Stump. Or I don't know his actual. We just call that the Frederick Stump House. It's got like the historical landmarker and all that on it down here. And I just know he wasn't a very desirable person.
Oh, so he might be a bit of a tortured spirit kind of thing, like a lot of anger or something.
I think it's the people he killed, not him.
Yeah, okay. So there might be some resentful spirits in the area that have just kind of lingered. But did you ever get the feeling, like a heaviness in the air? Like any kind of, you know, that would, you know, make it where, like, no. Feel benevolent or were they, like, angry? Like, did you ever get a feel for that?
I have never once got a feeling from that. The only thing I can say I've ever had, like, a weird experience was while I was sleeping, so I wasn't really even going to mention that.
Well, hey, listen, I take one dream call a night, you can be it. What did you... I want now... You piqued my interest. Kudos on you for leading me into this. I need to know now. Tell me about it.
So it's really not much. I was just laying in bed and once again, just like kind of drifting off. It's the 90s, so it's not much, you know, phones and stuff.
Sears and catalog, just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like I'm sitting there staring at the wall and then just like a head or something
rolling by. You're trying to get those wood grains to just look a little sexier.
Yeah. Fucking right. That was my dad right there. No, but it's just I'm looking at the wall and then just I'm talking about like just one side to the other, like a head or something circular rolling around. It sends like you like orange comes by and then that's it.
That's crazy.
And I just felt so fucking creeped out. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, you saw a head. That's why. I get that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's yeah. fair.
It makes perfect sense to be creeped out. How long did you live at this place?
We lived at that place for, well, my dad lived there for like 15 years. I lived there for about 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like, was it limited or was there like just wait, like tons more stuff just happened to different family members and stuff?
If I can get my dad on here, he's got a catalog of stuff that's happened.
Oh, okay. Get him to call.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to, like, at the same time, it's kind of random.
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. That's terrifying. Thank you for calling in with that. And I'm going to look into that. The Frederick Stump House in Nashville.
Yes. Right, Nashville, Tennessee.
I got that written down. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You do. Bye.
I love creepy houses. Yeah, people now making fun of me because I couldn't say benevolent. Is that? Did I say it wrong? I think I said it right. Benevolent? No, I said benevolent. Got a call on the line. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Salt Lake City.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, man, just want to tell you a story about Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Give me the data, so baby. Like, I want the data. So let's hear it.
It's like 2 hours away from here. And 2018, remember when that Hunt for the Skinwalker documentary came out?
Yeah.
The next day, my buddy's like, let's go. So we pack our bags, drive down there. So the last 10-minute stretch is all dirt road. And on the corner of that dirt road, there's like this unmarked car. As soon as we turn in, this car starts following us. We're like, fuck. So we get to the very end where the gate is. We open the doors and these two kids pull out and there's some kids from LA. They're doing the same thing. So we're like, oh, awesome. Let's drink up. Let's go talk to some locals. We bought some time-lapse cameras, take pictures of the sky, see if we see some UFOs. So we head out in town and we're like, go to a convenience store. We're trying to talk to people and like everyone hates non-locals there because they all know what people are like, what you're doing there. You're like, we're trying to talk about skinwalkers and everyone just doesn't want to talk to us. I'm like, oh, man. So we go to a coffee shop, same thing. Everyone shuns us. But one of the coffee dudes is like, hey, man, just want to let you know, like, everyone hates you. Just real clear. Yeah, I was like, oh, sweet. Like, yeah. We didn't know this. And so he's like, but you're on a reservation. So if you want to, like, spend the night here, you got to get, like a camping permit. So go to this store over here, get a camping permit. And then in that documentary, there was a teacher. And she's like, she loves talking to people. Here's her address. And try to get a hold of her, but we never could get a hold of her. So once nighttime comes, we go back to the front of the front gate, and we set up our time-lapse cameras. And after a little while, we see this car barreling down the road, and this dirt road. And it's some drunk local, and he's just yelling at us. He's like, "Get the fuck out of here!" He's like, you don't want to no trouble. Like, from who? And we just, unfortunately, we were just instigating him. Yeah. But once he got violent, we like left.
Yeah.
And then once he like followed us to the highway. And then once he like turned around, we obviously went back.
So yeah, you did.
Yeah, obviously we went back because we needed footage. Yeah. And so like we decided to find, like, we had the map of like the campground area and with Skinwalker Ranches. So we found a hill that looks over the ranch. So we get to that hill, we set up our time-lapse cameras. One of the dudes that was with us, he had like those EMF readers, those ghost reader things that yeah. you, one of the things you have. Yeah. And so we're like, oh, hell yeah, I brought a Ouija board. And the kid's like, I don't want to do that. I was like, come on, don't be a pussy, dude. We're here for research. Let's open up a couple portals and see what happens.
Yeah, let's tap into the anomaly and see what
happens. Let's see what happens. So, of course, Ouija, we're doing our thing and asking questions and nothing. But the only weird thing, I'm pretty, like, when it comes to paranormal stuff like ghosts, I don't really believe in it, but I swear to you, man, like, I could hear, like, whispers. Like, we're all like, do you hear something? We're like, yeah, but is someone, like, staring at us? Like, nah, there's no way. We're, like, in the middle of nowhere. And so we decided to go take a walk down the little hill, see how far we can get, and we find these bones, like, animal bones. We're like, oh, shit, is this the fucking, the animal carcasses? Is this what it is? But it ended up being poached deers because there's, like, antlers were gone. So we went back to our time-lapse camera the next day, and we caught something in the sky, but thinking about it now, it probably looks like a drone. It just goes up and down, just all night. But the whole entire the whole entire ranch, there was construction. It was like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, all night long they were doing construction. Unfortunately, didn't catch anything on camera this time.
What were they doing? What are they working on out there?
I don't know, man. There's bulldozers and shit. There's all night long.
That's weird. That's weird because I'm like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Travis Taylor and the Hunt for Skinwalker Ranch. And it's like, I've seen tons of footage of their ranch and I'm like, what the hell would they be doing all like construction there now? Like, I was like, I mean, there's nothing there. Like from what I've seen from the footage of the land, I'm like, I wonder what they were doing. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. Just trucks going back and forth and some kind of bulldozer rig or something like that. But I might go back because I want to meet Dragon. I heard he frequents the coffee shop.
Yeah. Can you do me a favor if you meet Dragon? Can you please ask him how he got the name Dragon? I have a sneaking suspicion it's the same way anyone gets the nickname Dragon. They make a joke. That's the same way. I had the nickname Dragon for years. It took years for me to kind of, you know, some people still call me Dragon, but there was a time where everyone called me Dragon, and it's because someone gave themselves a nickname, and I made the joke, hey, well, if we're giving ourselves nicknames, I'm Dragon. And then everyone was like, okay, Dragon. Dragon forever. And then I've met another Dragon, and I asked him, I was like, hey, just curious, how'd you get that? And he's like, oh man, I made this joke one time about someone's nickname. And I said, well, if we're giving ourselves nickname, I'm Dragon. And then everyone just started calling me Dragon forever. And so I have a sneaky
suspicion. I'm on. Yeah. I'm going to call myself Dragon.
Yeah, dude, it sticks.
For sure. It's going to stick, man.
Now, just one question I got from the area, because you've been there. Did you get the feeling, and I'm just kind of curious about this. Did you get the feeling that people were like just pissed off about people coming and like looking at the area? Or did you get a vibe that they're pissed off because it's like disrespecting the area and what's maybe there?
Both of them. One, it's been for a long time. Like, everyone around here knows about Skinwalker Ranch around here. So, one, yes, everyone's just pissed that people come and go. And then two, the other half is people are pissed because it is like a reservation, sacred ground. And they're like, I remember they were saying like, you can't like take things. But I remember finding a skull, and of course I took it. I wanted to bring that curse back with me.
You're wild, dude. It's interesting. I'd love to go. It's definitely on my bucket list of road trips I'd love to roll through there.
Oh, for sure. I love it more than my family picture, me in front of the ranch.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I got one in front of Area 51 that I covet pretty good. So,
yeah. You always look back at that and smile.
Yeah. Yeah, always. So, hey, thanks so much for your call.
Hey, man. Take it easy, man. I love you guys. Yeah. Peace out.
Take care. You know what? I like that. You know what? If you've got a cool experience and you've been to like one of these historical areas too, you know, whether it be you've been to Area 51 and, you know, it was kind of weird when you went, or, you know, Skinwalker Ranch or any other place, a haunted house or stuff, you had a weird experience, call me, tell me those. I love hearing about that stuff. I'll take one more call if they're quick. 1-833-703-0424. And again, just thank you everyone for, you know, joining the live stream and stuff. Between this and Instagram, I think we're almost tied for our most concurrent viewers, which is, you know, nice. We're slowly growing the show. I love to see it. And we couldn't do that without everyone's support. So thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you for telling people to call. Thank you for spreading the word of Cosmic Channels. The show dies without you guys. So thank you so much for helping me grow it. Well, before we go, and you know, I'll keep the lines up. Oh, there he is. The last caller. I love it. Let's bring them on. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden, it's Lizard Caveman.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. What are you hanging out tonight?
Nice, glad you could catch a stream. You got a story for us?
Well, I could tell you, I don't think I told you guys this the one time I called in before, but like when I was a kid, it would be short. I was playing in the backyard with my other little cousin who's like 3 weeks apart from me, same age. And my mom's the one watching us. My dad's at work. We're just playing outside. And then I forget how it came upon, but all of a sudden there's like two twins in the backyard in like white robes, or not robes, dresses, like Shining style. And we followed them to my grandma's house. And I remember following them. And she lives like a couple streets over. And they took us to my grandma's house and they wanted us to swim. And we did not. And then my mom found us shortly after.
They wanted and you to swim? Were gone.
They wanted us to swim. Yeah, there was no adults there. And then my mom came and then they were gone.
How young were you? Like, were you like at risk of drowning for sure if you swam?
Yeah, probably that was before I was like a fish. So yeah, I mean, it was like when I was five maybe like four or five.
Dude, you got lured by some twin ghosts almost to your death.
Almost.
That is wild, dude. What do you, did your mom like ask why you were like what you were doing?
Oh yeah. And she didn't believe us. She's like, I didn't see anybody here. You and your cousin just wanted to come up here and swim. You're not allowed to swim with adults.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, dangerous. The water's dangerous. Dangerous place for kids. That's terrifying. Dude, where was this? Where was this?
In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Where the next pod trip is going to be.
That might not be warm enough. We'll see, though. Lizard.
Warm enough. You kiss my ass.
Lizard, thanks for the call. Stay on the line here for a second. I'm going to...
Sure thing, bud.
I'm going to... send this one off to Andrew, who's going to read a fan submission while I catch up with my old pal Lizard Caveman here. Enjoy this fan submission. And if you are too nervous to call, you want to write your story in, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you never know who will read it on air.
Hi, I'm Dan with Alien Theorist Theorizing here on Cosmic Channels to read a fan submission for you guys. And I hope you enjoy it. My name is Mylia. Yes, you can use my name. and I live in KCMO. You know, it took me a second to figure out what KCMO is. I'm pretty sure it's Kansas City, Missouri, but I don't know, unless it's a radio station. And I just found your podcast on Halloween. It's the first podcast I ever listened to, and I love it. Well, there's plenty of other podcasts out there, and I'm sure you'll find that we're not that high. I've listened to almost all of them now, going through the backlog, and y'all crack me up. Anyway, I wanted to share my own UFO encounter from 2009 when I was 12, living in Wyoming. I was camping with my dad in Wapiti, Wyoming, 30 minutes outside of Yellowstone National Park. We were fishing in a river next to a mountaintop. It was maybe 200 or 300 feet tall, kind of like a sheer straight cliff up the mountain. I'd also like to add, the skies were completely clear, not a single cloud, and it was the middle of summer. I think it was June or July. Now, I don't remember who looked up first, but me and my father spotting a cigar-shaped craft in the sky right above us, maybe 800 feet up. I don't know, I'm bad with measurements, but I think it was about the height you see a traffic cam or a helicopter fly. Anyway, the craft was metallic. I could see the sun glistening off of it, and it had three lights on the bottom. One light on each end, one in the middle, pointing downwards towards us. They were like airplane landing lights or car high beams, very obviously very bright, but they weren't beams shooting down at us. This thing was completely still, not moving a single inch. Then all of a sudden, the lights dimmed a little bit, but then stopped. Then they dimmed a little more, then stopped. Then, on the third time getting dim, when the lights dimmed completely and went out, the craft vanished. It literally went invisible right in front of our eyes. My dad just straight up said, "All right, let's go," and we hauled ass back to camp. I know what I saw 100%, and I know it was not a blimp. You were basically in the middle of Yellowstone National Forest. There are no blimps in Yellowstone. It was not a helicopter because there was zero sound. And it was no plane because it was not moving and it didn't have wings. It was close enough I could tell it was a brown copper color, and there is no such thing as a blimp helicopter or airplane that can vanish out of thin air, completely silent. Anyway, I wish I had some more damning or incredible. I have just been thinking of my experience a lot lately, and it's what made me find your show. I first listened to Charlie Red Star because in the description you gave, it was described as a cigar-shaped craft, and I'm looking for answers. Anyway, love you all so much, and please keep doing what you do best. 7 million stars out of 10. That's a lot of stars. Thank you. So this has been Dan with Alien Theorists Theorizing on Cosmic Channels, reading a fan submission. And if you have an experience that you are maybe a little bit too nervous or shy to share on Cosmic Channels, you can go ahead and send a written submission in to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you never know who's going to read it. Thanks.
And if you want your story read on air, again, that's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. You know, I don't think I have anything else. So lines are closed. Stick around for the, shareholders meeting. We're going to talk about where we're moving the show. So if you're watching YouTube or Twitch or Facebook, that's where you can hang around. Thank you everyone for supporting the show, supporting Cosmic Channels, calling in, spreading the word. Make sure to go give Cosmic Channels a like and follow on Spotify or iTunes. A 5-star review really helps the show. And I can't thank everyone enough for their support. And with that, the Cosmic Lines are now closed.